A typical buzz in the hallways a few days before Christmas break at Ochre Hills. Many are looking forward to a Friday assembly, capping their annual Ochrefest fundraising drive. This year, the aim is to raise $20,000, with most of that money going to Honor Flight. In the art class, they've been drawing sketches of several veterans who'll be honored at the assembly.
I love being able to do this because I've always wished that I'd known my great-grandfathers.
Both of K.T. Hendricks' great-grandfathers served in World War II.
I guess getting to do this kind of thing where I can help other veterans who maybe didn't know them personally, but who had the same ideals and who had the same very, very similar experiences, it's... I don't know. Even though I never knew them, it helps me feel closer to them.
Student body president Joy Kavapalu says beyond faculty and student body leaders' stunts, there have been other fundraisers.
I think we all are really humbled and grateful to be able to help the amazing veterans who've put their lives at stake for our freedoms, and now we're able to give back to them and honor them in such a great way.
Principal Mike Glenn says they're hoping to reach their goal.
To see the footage of what happens, you know, when these people get back and get to the monument and kind of have that closure, I think that's beneficial for them, and it helps them connect with history.
The fundraising effort continues through Friday.
You know, I think our kids have seen a lot of a connection. A lot of them have great grandparents or grandparents who are a part of this generation, and so I think if nothing else, the kids have learned a connection to the past and some of the things that these veterans have been through.
Mark Duke, KSL News Radio.